Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mist. 72 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees.
KCA test WR KBH OIS.
KCA test WR.
Good morning, Rob. I'm here at the front door of the museum, KBH OIS.
My way, KCA test WR clear.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Cloudy.
74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
86 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 88 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Clear. 88 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Clear. 88 degrees.
KDH MLS. Yeah, I think that's how they do the the first primary is in Utah. Group together votes, a bunch of people go, and whoever controls the votes can swing over to another person if you didn't have enough kind of thing going on. And that just sounds like more power plays going on. And when there's power plays going on, there's money being thrown under the table like you've never seen before in your life. And these people, politicians, I don't know, I see them as all being evil.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
He's a politician. He's a politician. We agree that he's a politician, and we agree that he's okay. So not all politicians.
You have connected to a fixed-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Sounds like there might be some kind of net coming up here soon or something like that with that repeater that just linked.
Well, I just left plenty of space if anybody wanted to say they needed the frequency. I think we're good, KD8NYD.
WB9CST, I'm here.
Voting. I couldn't even figure out why I was voting last month. All of a sudden, nobody talking about it on the radio. So I think you were the only one that even speaking of it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I almost missed this last election going on. But the family member filming in, and it was like the day before. And I was like, yeah, I can get up at 6 a.m. to do anything. You know, it's like, gotta get out there and place your vote. What it's worth is what it's worth, right?
Breaking station, go ahead.
Yeah, just letting you guys know I'm here, WB9CST.
BC1VLK, we'll be listening in.
Got ourselves a convoy, KD8NYD, go ahead, KE8MLF.
KE8
KE8LLF. Yeah, it's not a convoy, unless you got a bunch of nuclear missiles in tow. Back to you, Donnie. Okay. So over to the first station, and I can't remember your call, and to the group.
Yeah, WB9CST. The name here is Richard. Yeah, so, do you like having nuclear stealth? Is it fun?
I think that question goes to you, KE8MLF.
I don't think I caught the gist of the question. It's just that I remember every time I was in a vehicle convoy, you were hauling reloads for B-52s up the highway kind of thing. So it looked like any B-52 that made it back was going to get a second nuclear load and take off again. So every time you say convoy now, it is not smoking a bandit, I think, of anymore. It's a real convoy doing real things.
Fair enough. Richard, good to hear your voice, and on to the other station. I didn't catch your call either, KD8NYD group.
KC1VLK, you'll be standing by.
One K, where are you located? Negative contact, one K, over to KE8MLF. Mikey George.
KE8MLF. Yeah, this is definitely a young kid's world we have going on out here. I do not even understand it anymore. Calling my kids on a cell phone when all they do is text each other anymore.
Hello, Charlie 1, Victor Lima Kilo. Please listen in.
Roger that, WB9CST.
Zero YLH listening.
It's going all right for right now. Just trying to remember all the stuff to connect up, which is fun. I had more connections, but my EchoLink on my actual laptop is not working for some reason anymore. It just suddenly, poof, disappeared. I used to have 27 connections, and I've only got 22, so I can't remember what the rest of them were anymore.
22 is better than none. I mean, what you do, lose what? About four of those hookups? Figure out what caused the problem. What'd you lose them?
I don't know why some of them are disappearing. One just disappeared on me just now, and that's the other thing. Sometimes they just don't communicate with me, and then they disconnect, but then they get mad because it's like, stop connecting us back up, and it's like, well, nobody communicated anything with me.
Strange. That's strange the way you lose them like that. Way in front of your own eyes, you just lost one. That's crazy. Huh. You'll figure it out, Richard.
Yeah, I know I will. It's just going to take me a minute. I might have to look at some of the older ones that I have in here just to figure it out. Some of these, I don't think they're working anymore, but who knows?
Hear you there. I do hear you. Well, just want to get in there and see how you're doing, how things doing in that big Santa Texas. You continue going on what you're going to do with it, and I'm going to sit here and stand by and listen in. It's EC1VLK up here in the state of Maine. We'll be taking a standby.
Sounds like a plan to me, WB9CSP, net in 10 minutes.
Question, Richard, KC1VLK. Why did you change the hours for your net on Saturdays? What was the reason for that? Back to you.
Yeah, I had to go start doing some community stuff out in the community, so I ended up having to do that. And that's why, but I guess it's okay, but that, and I kind of wanted to change it anyway because sometimes got tired and I wanted to take a nap at 2, so I had to make myself do the net because, you know, if I disappear, then everyone's going to be like, where'd the net go?
Exactly. Yeah, they usually tune up here on the East Coast time, and I think it was 2 that used to start. I can't remember when I used to tune in, there's nothing here. I was wondering what happened. And then about maybe 3 weeks ago, I scanned by and through, and I heard you guys on at a different time. Okay, I'm just curious, Richard. Thank you for giving me the feedback.
Yep, not a problem.
KF0WRX monitoring.
KF0WRX, WB9CST, good afternoon. How are you?
WB9CSP, KF0WRX. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Just sitting here making sure everything is connected. It's kind of being a pain in the keister. I'm having to go through all the lists and try and make sure everything's all connected and not connected and wherever else it's at.
Oh, what are you going through and doing all that for?
Oh, that's easy. Because my net starts in 5 minutes. Remember, it's Saturday, so it's when I do my net.
Okay, what net is it you do? I don't think I've had my radio on when you've done your net before.
I thought you checked in. Your call sounds familiar, but it's the Everything Net. It's every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, so that would be 4 p.m. your time, I think.
Okay, I don't think I've checked in before, but your call sign sounds familiar. I may have talked to you once before on the list sometime random during the day.
Yeah, I usually am on some of the nets over there. I try to make it to most of them, if I can remember. There's so many nets in so many different places that it's not funny.
Yep, I definitely hear that. I was here over the summer. I've been helping with the weather net on the weekdays around noon, which is, I think now it's just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then here, hopefully sometime before too long, I'll be starting my own net.
Starting nets can be fun, but when you start building up a lot of connections, it can be challenging. Me, I kind of did it the wrong way, I'm going to be honest. I kind of just started asking a bunch of people at random, hey, can I connect to your repeater? Hey, can I connect to your repeater? Because the way I did it wrong the first time is I kind of just stayed in one spot and didn't really branch out and hoped people would come, and it didn't really work that great, so I ended up just not really doing too well, and then I think it was just me and my dad.
Oh, okay, my net, I'm planning, if I get everything all set up to do it, I'm planning on just trying to get it on SkyHub here. It's not, don't want it to be too big. I'm trying to set up, hopefully, if once school gets rolling here, I've got starting an amateur radio club at my high school, want to do a student-led net with the members of my club.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I am actually trying to start a radio club myself. It's in memory of my dad. I'm his son, so he was Richard L., I'm Richard C., and he had a call sign as well. So, yeah, I'm hoping that I can get that done with Linda, which just connected up right now. So, how ironic.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 80.
All right, those 2 minutes just went by pretty quick, WB9CST. So, with that, okay, something just left. What? Hang on. I'm looking. I think everything's still here. I don't know anymore. All-Star is very confusing. Okay, there we go. So, good afternoon, WB9CST. My name is Richard. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time. 2200 UTC, since we might have some international stations. So before we begin the net, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Alright, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. I think I'll make today's question kind of simple. What is your favorite food to eat while camping? That sounds like a nice wholesome question for today. So with that, I'll be taking short times and mobiles. Any short times or mobiles come now?
November 5, Romeo, Romeo. November 5, Romeo, Romeo, short time.
All right, November 5, Romeo, Romeo, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And what is your favorite type of food when you go camping? Go ahead.
Well, it's definitely hot here in Southern Colorado. A little hazy from all the wildfire smoke, too, but we're all making it. But when we're camping, I definitely like to make hamburgers. and that's usually the hit. So I'm going to stick with that hamburger. This is N5RR. Back to net control.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. Hope to hear you again next weekend, and thanks for the short time. Any other short times or mobiles, come now, WB9CST. Okay, I'm pretty sure I missed that, unless if I got it right. Was that November 5, Tango Golf? Alright, I'll come back to you in just a minute, because you were pretty noisy, so I'm not sure if you're moving or not, but I'll try and get back to you in just a moment. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, including digital check-ins on Skyhub, come now, WB9CSP.
November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor.
All right, I've got Ralph in for ZCZ, N5TG, I know I messed that up because you're pretty noisy still, and KF0SYV. So let me take the scratchy mobile one first, so that way he doesn't disappear. Sorry I botched up your call again, it's kind of hard to hear you. But good afternoon, welcome to the Everything Net. How are you today? How's the weather there? And what kind of food do you like to take on a camping trip with you? What's your favorite food is today's question. Go ahead. Yeah, I think I got his call wrong again. My apologies for that. You're pretty noisy when you give it to me, so... if you want to try in a minute or two, I'll try you again, but I know I got the call wrong again. I got November 5 Tango Golf, so I'll try again in just a moment. Hi, Ralph, November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. I don't know why I almost said Charlie, Victor, Zulu. I don't know where that came from, but how are you? How are things in Georgia? And what do you like eating? Your favorite food when you're camping. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Richard. Thanks for doing the net. Yep. Everybody has trouble with my call. I don't know. They like, most people do ZVC or something or whatever, you know. Any rate. Gee, the last time I went camping was about 45 years ago or more. It was near Solon Springs, Wisconsin. And some property a friend had, and there was a bridge nearby, and rumor had it that Eisenhower used to fish from that bridge. Eating, I don't remember what we ate, but I do remember that we had beer from Walter's Brewing Company in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And we bought it in the tall boy bottles in flip-top cardboard boxes. And I also remember that the deposit on the box and the bottles was more than the cost of the beer. You know, if the beer was, you know, if it was $5 for the case, the deposit was like $3. So, That's all I remember about camping. Back to net control. WB9CSP, this is N4ZCV.
Good job, bro. Yeah, that sounds, Alright, I guess my other phone decided it's just gonna poof, kick me off of DZ Switch. That's why I always have backups. Anyway, continuing where I was. Thank you, Ralph, for, checking in, and yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. To, have that. And $3. Maybe I should try that. But, anyway, let's see. Let me move on to the next person. KF0SYZ, good to see you here early. How are you doing today? How are things in the corn state? And, what's your favorite thing to eat when you're camping? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Richard. Everyone on the net. Thank you for picking me up and running the net. I appreciate it. I don't get to go camping very often, but when I do, I kind of like to have a good old hamburger grilled over the open fire, you know, off the charcoal and all that. And of course, the cold beer goes down pretty good. So I'm gonna stick with a hamburger. That's kind of my favorite. So anyway, good to hear y'all in there. Have a good day, and hope everybody has a pleasant week and stays well. So this is KF0SYV back in that control.
Well, if I'm not the dumbest person, then I don't know who else would be. I literally saw John pop up, and I'm like, oops, I accidentally forgot to unmute HP. I did that because they were still talking, and people were trying to disconnect because of it, so I muted them, and I'm like, oops. But thanks for checking in, Dylan, and good to have you. Alright, so that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now.
WB8RNC, Bob in Ohio. I feel like we're a bunch of stepchildren over here.
And I switched over to the FBA Echo Link, and he's not hearing me on there either, I guess. I don't know. I guess Detroit is grass, non-grass today.
All right, so I've got John W8TOY and Bob WB8RMC. So, hi, John, how are you doing today? How are things up in Michigan? And what's your favorite food to eat when you go camping? Go ahead.
Now, hopefully you're copying this, because we've been trying, me and several others have been trying to check in for quite a while. It's a hot day today. It got up around 90, 95 degrees, so it's a hot one. But I'm in air conditioning. I'm out visiting my wife right now, so it's a nice air-conditioned building. As far as camping foods, there's lots of good foods, but a good standard is a good, thick hamburger cooked over a wood fire that's burnt down to charcoal size. That is perfection.
John has perfection. So, yeah, that's good. Good job. And yeah, I can hear you guys. I don't know why I couldn't hear you. For some reason, I was hearing the other two talking, and then the audio disappeared, so I don't know what happened, but it was still showed connected, but I heard whoever said stepchildren or whatever they said, so I'm hearing it now, so I don't know, that was weird. Either way, if that one's not working, I've got the UHF connected, so I know you guys can get in here on either or, so something's going to work. But, yeah, let's see. Hi, Bob, WB8RMC. How are you? How are things in Ohio? What do you like to eat, your favorite food, when you go camping? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Bob, WB8RMC. Haven't been camping in a while, probably 12 years now, but when we did go, we always had the normal, you know, hot dogs and marshmallows over the fire, but my favorite was always breakfast, because we always had eggs and sausage or bacon and potatoes, and had a couple of grates that I would, you know, toast bread on and everything, so it was really good, and I'm a breakfast kind of guy anyway. But, you know, every once in a while we'd do hamburgers, but the very first night we would be there late Friday to set up, and we always brought a pizza with us. So that was kind of our thing when we went camping. So today here in Ohio, pretty nice, about 85, a light breeze. There's still a light breeze going. Sun's out real bright now, and yeah, for the most part, a really good day. So that'll be about it. I'll be one and done also, Richard. So I'll say 73, and thanks for doing the net. This is Bob, WB8RMC. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that, Bob. Thanks for connecting in, and glad to have you, and glad to hear some of you guys are still out there on the Ohio repeater. Yeah, glad to see that everything's working. Alright, so I'm at the bottom of my list again. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
Victor Echo 6, Charlie Kilo Yank, 6, PKY.
Kilo 6, all for me, Lima Linda, California.
Alright, so I got two more. I know I messed up the Canadian call for some reason. I got the Victor Echo 6. I got Charlie Romeo Yankee. my apologies. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things in Canada? And what's your favorite food to eat when you go camping is today's question. Go ahead. WB9CST. Let me try the one station again. I think I messed up the call. So the Victor Echo 6, what was the last part of your call again? Alright, Linda, I guess I'll just turn it to you. I guess I missed the guy's call. I don't know, that's weird. But anyway, K6GRL, Hallo, wie geht's dir, Andreas das Wetter? So, over to you, and what's your favorite Frankfurter when you're camping? Go ahead.
Okay, let me see if I have it. Yeah, okay. Christian here. Yeah, thanks, Richard. Yeah, danke schön. Das Wetter ist kalt. The weather is cold. I just had a soup to warm up. It dropped down. We were in the 70 this morning, and then now we're dropping down, you know, up to 60s. So it's cold. Now I'm drinking hot tea. So that's the weather here. Well, let's see. by the way, I copied Victor Kilo 6, Charlie Kilo Yankee, but I could be wrong. well, let's see. I don't camp, so there's that. But the closest I came was working field day, you know, and we usually, a lot of times we had tri-tip, that's marinated beef, and you have it on, like, French bread or hoagie roll or something like that. And it's really good. It's very popular around here. It's called tri-tip. And, of course, it has to be potato salad. And they will grow German potato salad. And something that we do, you don't need to cook it when you go camping or travel or whatever, is German hamburgers. You fry them in margarine, and you can eat them cold. And it's like meatloaf, just in like individual rounds, you know, like hamburgers. So potato salad, and they call it boulette. It's like comes from French, and it's a German hamburger, and that's very popular. So, but here I would probably have hamburgers and chips or something. So yeah, so that's me. Anyways, K6L, back to you, Richard.
Wow, Linda, that sounds pretty good, actually. I might have to try that sometime. And yeah, the list is looking not too good for the All-Star stuff, so I don't know what's going on with it, but there should be more people. Some of the nodes seem to be broken today, so I'll have to send an email out, or they'll probably email me, or someone will email someone, hey, where'd the net go? It was here today, so, I don't know. But I'll get it working one way or another. Alright, so I'm at the bottom of my list. I know I missed, I think, two people now. So, if I missed you, you want to try again? Come now, WB9CSB.
Comment, Richard.
Yeah, go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, this is for Linda. Linda, I'm disappointed you didn't say curryverst, my favorite, but it's difficult to find. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, I don't think I've found it myself, so that does sound pretty difficult to find. Linda, is this true? Is curry verse hard to find?
Okay, so it's now returning. Well, so well, that it's not something they typically have over here in America, but you do find the wurst, actually the sausage, and sometimes you can see it. It's a white sausage. Look for white, so it's literally white. And then you fry it, and but the only problem is you can't find the topping, the, you know, like it's not ketchup, it's curry ketchup is what they call it, curry ketchup, literally, and this is a German product. They don't have it here. I mean, you can put curry over the ketchup, but it's not the same because they have, you know, of course, special spices they put in there, and it's a German taste. The same with shashlik, which is shish kebab. We have shashlik shops. You can't find that here either. So you have to buy the German product, and I imagine Amazon has it, so that's where I would get the curry sauce. Curry sauces, I look for it. So, and then just look for the white sausages and get that curry sauce and put it on top. And, oh, man, now I'm getting hungry. I just ate a soup. And then, of course, with French fries, and we dip that in German ketchup. You have to have, mayonnaise, that's right. I never ate it with mayonnaise, but the German mayonnaise is different, so you have to get the German mayonnaise. I eat it with ketchup, so. Anyways, good point. I'm going to have to maybe make that sometime when I see the sausage. Can you sit down with you, Richard?
Linda is having propagation coming on my radio. I'm hearing Linda on one of the repeaters. Isn't that great? but yeah, thanks for checking in, Linda. I'm glad to have you. Alright, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CFT.
VK3HJQ, good morning from down under.
KE8NYD, WATOI, KE8MLF.
Alright, let's see, VK3HJQ, I've got you, KD8NDY, KE8MLF, and what was the last call you gave me?
WATOI.
Alright, I've got John already. So, thank you. Let's see. Okay, now that I got the call right and it's not Canadian and it's Australian, let's try that again. VK3HJQ, WB9CFT. Good morning, I believe it is over there. Sunday, actually, too. How's the weather over there? How are you doing? What is your favorite food that you like to eat when you go camping is today's question. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning from well, it's actually raining outside. I don't know what the temperature is, maybe 8 or 10 degrees C. And time is, what time is it? 8:28 a.m. And you're right, it's the 9th of August, Sunday morning. Camping. Well, I haven't been camping for probably 30 years, so I don't know. What did we used to eat when we go camping? Sometimes when we used to go fishing, we used to start a little fire and we get a bit of fencing wire. We cut a bit of fencing wire, umbrella fencing wire, bend it into a sort of a W shape and cook sausages and steak that we, and, or eggs that we used to bring from home. So maybe steak and eggs. Or if I went camping, I'd probably like baked beans or maybe spaghetti in a can or something like that. I don't know. Pizza would be nice. I mean, if you could order a pizza out and get them to deliver it, that'd be cool too. Anyway, thanks for letting me in. Wasn't quite sure what this net was. Anyway, back to Net Control, VK3HJQ. Good morning from down under.
Yeah, roger that, John. I try and connect the ham conference up. I had to disconnect it last time because towards the end of the net, the Australian news came on. So I try and cut it off before it gets going there. So if you hear the net, you can check in. If you hear the Australian news, well, then you know I'm not going to be there. But thanks for checking in and glad to have you. Hope to hear you again. Let's see. K Okay, let's, yeah, that is right. KD8NYD, WB9CST, good afternoon, how are you? How's the weather there? And your favorite food to eat while you're camping, go ahead.
Well, Richard, thank you for the microphone. This is KD, as in Delta, 8, New Year's Day. It's 82 degrees, sunny, gorgeous day. We got another couple hours of sunshine before the days start getting a little shorter. I'm very well. I'm psyched because of the good turnout from people to participate in the Michigan primary, and we had a great festival. And as far as food for camping, I would say my number one thing is the foil packs of chunk white tuna, because there's no can, easy to pack, and my camping is backpacking, so weight and bulk is very. And sorry to go so long, KD8NYD, back to Richard.
Yep, I was just listening to the radio in the background, hearing myself. It's not very often I get to be that, but yeah, thank you for checking in, and good to have you, and glad you were able to make it. Yeah, maybe you'll get lucky and you'll get someone with KD8NYE, New Year's Eve. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be pretty interesting. Then you guys could get on the air one day apart. Say, Happy New Year's Eve, Happy New Year's Day. That would be kind of cool. Let's see. KEAMLF, I think I got that right. WB9CST, good afternoon. How are you? How is your day going? And what is your favorite food to eat while camping? Go ahead. Okay, well, I guess they're not there. But now is a great time for me to make a good announcement, since everyone's here and the net's going. Linda, K6GR, I will now have her explain just a little bit about it. I'm trying to start a memorial club for my dad and get his call sign. There's it's going to be free to join, so if you guys want to join it, send me an email, and we're going to try and see if we can get this off the ground. Linda, if you don't mind making like a basic explanation of all the stuff that's got to go on, just so people who haven't tried to start a club would know, if you don't mind. K6GRLWB9CST.
Okay, WB9CSPK6GL, well, I'm happy to announce that last night at 1 minute past midnight, I just got a notification from the FCC that my club call was granted, so I was jumping for joy to have that renewed. And as far as your memorial club, well, it's just it's a club. We have to look at the details yet. This is, you know, I think membership is like the next step, but, I mean, members. But we're going to form the club, and so we basically have to apply for a club call sign, and the FCC is going to assign one. And, of course, there's some documentation we have to submit and all that. So we'll be working on that, and we'll discuss the details, I guess, Richard. And then once we have that granted, we can request the entity. And then I guess it's a memorial. It's going to be a memorial station that Richard wants, a memorial club call. and remember his dad. So I think that's a good idea. So I don't really want to go into much of detail here right now. So, but that's what it's going to be. And, of course, as Richard said, membership will be free. And once it's available, we'll let you know. And you can send him an email already so he can put you on the list. But it's going to be free. Okay, 6-year-old, back to you, Richard.
All right, thank you, Linda, for that. And, yeah, my email's good on QRZ. Sorry I keep changing it. It's just, it gets kind of annoying when you try and do certain things, and then it's like, no, we're not going to let you do that. That's too big. So, yeah. But, thank you for that, Linda. And with that, I'll take some more check-ins, including digital check-ins off of Skyhub, if there are any. So anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Uniform Foxtrot, Rick in Fort Worth.
KD0PWI,
Kilo. KTM.
Net Control.
OL, Matthew, Fort Worth.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's stop here. Matthew in Fort Worth, I missed your call. Give it to me again, and then I'll get the other station out of Michigan. What was your call?
Kilo, Kilo 6, Echo, Oscar, Lima, KK6, EOL.
All right, KK6, EOL, I got you. Let's see, he tried to check in on Michigan, and then I'll see, I think I missed someone on St. Louis, too. So who was the Michigan station?
Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Tango, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Oscar India.
Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Oscar India, I got you. And then, did I get the St. Louis station right? Kilo Bravo 0, Papa Whiskey India, is that correct?
That is correct, Dan here.
All right, just wanted to make sure. So, Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Uniform Victor, haven't heard too much from you guys down in Saginaw. How's things going down there? It looks like it wants to rain up here in Paris, Texas right now. It did yesterday. It's cloudy right now and kind of breezy. And today's question is, when you go camping, what is your favorite food to eat? Go ahead.
Chris, Kilo Golf, Uniform Fox. This is Rick in Fort Worth on the Saginaw Haslett repeater. Actually standing in the swimming pool trying to get it clean. The grandkids want to come play, but I've neglected it a little bit. But, man, camping and food, man, that's a tough one for me because I like everything. But probably as much as the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the s'mores with the marshmallow and chocolate, I think I like the camping breakfast better than anything. Eggs out over the fire, open fire, of course in a pan, but then throw the bacon or sausage on there as well. That's probably going to be my answer. Back to net, KG5, Kayla.
Yeah, I don't know where I got the Victor from. I should have recognized your call once you said KG5KU, so all good. But, yeah, pools are important to clean. Hopefully you haven't been getting the nasty stuff like we've gotten here or the brown water I heard over in Trinidad, below Kaufman. So hopefully it's nice and shiny. It's that blue stuff, you know, it looks all blue. I like it when it's like that. But thanks for checking in. Let's see. KB0PWI, WB9CSP. Good afternoon. How are things in the Arch of St. Louis? And how's the weather there? Did you get any of the rain we got in Texas? And what's your favorite food that you like to eat when you go camping? Go ahead.
Temperature is about 94, dry. It's been raining a lot, so the dry doesn't hurt. Kind of favorite foods, the usual stuff, hot dogs, baked beans, and the camping breakfast sounds great. And the KB0PWI.
And 0 2 L.
Yeah, Roger that, Dan. Thanks for checking in, and good to have you. Glad you were able to stop in. I thought I heard Derek in there, so let's see if he did try and check in. K4DTM, WB9CSP, I thought I heard you come in. If you did, how are things in Mississippi? And how's the weather down there? And what's your favorite food to eat when you go on a camping trip? Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for calling the net. We got K4DTM, Derek in Gulfport, Mississippi, where we have 93 degrees and sunny skies over the city. All is well here, man. As far as my favorite food for camping, I always bring potatoes, man. Wrap the potatoes up in aluminum foil, throw it onto the hot coals, man, and potatoes pretty much go with pretty much anything, man. And that's all I got. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Stay cool out there. K4DTM, Gulfport, Mississippi, 73, and bye-bye.
All right, Derek, thanks for checking in, and you're one and done there, and you already beat me to it. I was going to get the 7-3 round here in a minute, but you already got it, so thanks. Let's see. KK6EOL, good afternoon. How are you? I'm pretty sure the weather's similar to over here, and what do you like for your favorite food for camping? Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hello, Ned. This is KK6EOL, Matthew. And I got to side with Derek. I thought I was going to be the only one, but yeah, you wrap a potato up in aluminum foil and you put it just on the edge of the coals and just let it sit. And man, it just, there ain't nothing better than the potato. I don't know how the fire does it and everything else, but man, that's some good eating right there. So yeah, the weather's still about the same. It's 103 degrees, so staying indoors most of the day, and programming radios. So that's been my task for today. But back to the net. This is KK6EOL.
Yep, just leaving a little bit of a gap for the repeaters, and thank you, Matthew, for checking in. Yeah, when All-Star decides to work correctly, you can check into the net here. I connected up via the All-Star with the repeater you're connected to. So thank you for stopping in. It's 5 p.m. every Saturday. Let's see, Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Oscar India. I got that right. how are you this afternoon? How's the weather there? And what's your favorite food to eat on a camping trip? Go ahead.
WB9CST KQ4TOI,
This is Adam in Fulton, Michigan. Weather here is just sunny out. Sun is starting to get a little low, probably about 81 degrees, maybe 79. Beautiful day out here. When I go camping, my favorite is going to be a combination I take of the last three. I like a good camping breakfast in a nice deep skillet. You got your potatoes, you got your green pepper, onions, some sausage in there, maybe some bacon, some eggs, cheese, and it's just this hearty breakfast casserole. That is my favorite thing while camping. Thank you so much for hosting this net. I am sending it back to Net Control, WB9CST. This was Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Oscar, India.
Yeah, Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Oscar, India. Thank you for checking in. And yeah, I've been wanting to run it for a while now and kind of get some more people, and I'm glad I found some people, and, I've got some connections and stuff now, so thanks for checking in. All right, so I'm going to call for, let's see, what time is it? Okay, I've got enough time to do one more round of check-ins, and then I'll start the 7-3 round. So anyone else wishing to check into the EverythingNet, including digital check-ins on SkyHub, come now, WB9CSP.
VA6TBO, Victor Alpha 6, Tango Bravo Oscar 10, Medicine Hat, Alberta.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Yankee Lima Hotel, from Colorado, the Arkansas River Valley, Bill.
Alright, just leaving enough of a gap there just to make sure. Okay, that station dropped off. Okay, there we go. VA6TBO and KF0YLH. Alright, so VA6TBO, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather in your part of Canada? Hopefully not too smoky. And what do you like to eat on a camping trip? What's your favorite food? Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Medicine Hat, Alberta. The weather here is, well, it's 27 Celsius, but what's that, around 85, 87 Fahrenheit. It's kind of hazy, warm. Still, not too much wind, but there is a bit of smoke from time to time, most of that's pretty much to the west of us. But it does show up from time to time, so it's unpleasant. Camping food. Yeah, that's a great subject. I go with canned beans for the most part when I'm on the bike, because it's just so fast. But having said that, in the winter, I'll find a way to get a steak going and a baked potato, but I will wrap bacon around that baked potato before I put foil around it. Anyway, I thought I'd just pass that on to you. All done, 7-3.
Yeah, roger that. That does sound pretty good. Normally, I don't like eating potatoes too much unless if they're, well, in fry form, as in french fries. But that does sound kind of good right now. A potato smothered in butter and maybe just a little bit of chives. Just a little bit, not much. now you've got me making me want to go make a steak and green beans with it now, too. KF0YLH, good afternoon. How are you? How are you doing? How is your weather? And your favorite food to eat while you're camping. Go ahead.
I'm doing fine. We got 104 degrees here in Colorado. And my favorite food would be smoked sausage and baked beans.
Yeah, Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Thank you for checking in, by the way. Glad to have some people on Colorado, or from Colorado checking in. So glad to have you. Alright, 10 minutes to the bottom of the hour, and start the 7-3 round, and I'll get some late checks before I close if I have time. So, N5RR was a short time, so November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, Ralph.
Okay, very good, Richard. Well, I like the idea of having pizza delivered to the campsite. I guess it depends on where you camp. You know, if you camp at a city park or something like that, I guess you could get a pizza delivered. My oldest daughter did some camping, and she would get these MREs that were in the foil packs. Somebody said tuna in the foil packs. Yeah, she had these things. They were like an entire meal in a foil pack, and different selections. And for Linda, my backup on the currywurst is Gelbwurst. I like Gelbwurst. And there's actually, I think you, Zeusslet is the way you're supposed to eat the Gelbwurst when it's in the small links. all right. Good net, Richard. Back to net control. WB9CSP. Catch everyone next week. N4ZCV. 7-3.
Good morning, Echo Alpha 1, Gold Delta.
Yeah, Echo Alpha 1, Golf Delta Yankee. Luis, hello, how are you? Thanks for checking into my net. How are things with you?
You, Michael signing, please. 73 and Kellogg question. And good morning, this is Usnay Spain, Echo Alpha 1 Gold Delta Yankee. 73 and tomorrow. Thank you very much. I'm Michael signing, please.
Roger that. Adios, Luis. November 5, Tango Golf. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Thank you, Dream. Bye-bye.
7-3. KF0SYZ, Galen, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Thanks for running the net, Richard. It looks like it's about 75 degrees there. Looks like it got some rain coming in, so we'll see what happens. So anyway, hopefully everybody stays well, and hopefully we can check in with you next week. So 73KF0SYV, WB9CSD. Back in net.
Yeah, Roger that. Galen, thanks for checking in, and glad you made it again this week. W8TOY, John, if you're out here somewhere, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. I guess John disappeared for now. Bob was one and done. WB8RMC, so that takes us across the pond to John, if he's still there. Victor Kilo 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Yeah, thanks, Richard from Victor HJQ.
Yeah, it's actually 6 degrees outside and just started raining again, so just rustling up some breakfast, just gone 8:55. The news starts at the building of a new system on our network, starts at the bottom of the hour, so you'll probably be finished by then. All right, thanks for on the net. Good job. I'll have to get up early and remember to check in. Thanks, Richard. Back to net control from BK3HJQ, John in Australia.
Yeah, roger that, John. And in case anyone is over there, I'm about to drop the conference server over there. So if you want to continue for the rest of the net, come over to the Fox Bravo Alpha conference server, FBA. So thank you, John. And yeah, hope to hear you again next week. Alright, hang on, there we go, K6GRL, Linda, go ahead at the 7-3 round, Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen, Fraulein, WB9CRC.
Alright, Guten Abend here for sure, we're almost there, good evening, K6GRL here. And I've been shopping while you guys were talking. I've been shopping for curry ketchup, just window shopping really. They have it on Amazon, of course. And it's the brand is Hela, H-E-L-A, Hela. And it says Gewürz ketchup curry. So they do have it. I knew they would. Anyways, I'm going to have to make that again. Curry wurst or curry buletten, that's the hamburgers that I mentioned, the German hamburgers, fried hamburgers, like a meatloaf hamburgers, and then top it with that sauce. Oh yes, that's good. Here we are again, Saturday evening. I hope everybody has a good Saturday evening and a good week, and we'll see you next week. K6L, that's your check.
Hey, Gerard Linda. Yeah, I was checking on one of the IRLP numbers to see where it's connected to. By the way, just so everyone knows, at the time, we have Mexico connected in here. X-ray, okay, this is going to be kind of hard to say. X-ray Echo 2, Mike Bravo Echo on IRLP. I hope they make it again next week. Let me go back to my list here. Kilo Delta 8, New Year's Day, from Whiskey Bravo 9, Chicago-style pizza. Go ahead with the 7-3 round. That'll be over.
Chicago-style pizza, thanks for the mic. As I said, 80, I think the temperature's down a couple degrees. 80 degrees now, still sunny. Gorgeous time to get out in southern Oakland County. Michigan, USA, 73s, thanks for running the net, great job, good practice, 88, NYD clear.
Yeah, thank you for checking in New Year's Day, and by the way, not sure if it's your radio or it's raining really hard there, but there's this metallic clackety sound in your background, it's like a sound, so just thought I'd let you know. KG5KUF, Rick, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there, WB9CSD.
KD8NYD.
Yeah, go ahead, NYD.
K5FID, Papa's in the pool, but he says 7-3.
Good evening. 1900 hours.
Oops, hang on. Let me fix that here. Who was the person who was checking in and signing out? I got two people that stepped on each other, so try it again. Right, New Year's Day, hang on a minute. Who was the person on Saginaw that was, I think, signing out to give it to me again? I missed the first half of your transmission.
K5FYD, Sydney and Saginaw. Top Bob's ND4, but he says 7-3.
Roger that, I got it now. Thank you for that, and have a good rest of your day. Okay, New Year's Day, go ahead, WB9CSP.
Chicago Style Pizza, Richard, thanks for running the net. Double-checking to make sure that clacking is done. Sorry to double that. I shouldn't have done that. KD8NYD, monitoring.
It's gone, so you fixed it. Good job. Let's see. I don't know where I need to be on my list now. People are jumping around, but that's okay. I take them as they come, and I put them on the list, and we work with it. So I guess we'll just go to KB0PWI. Go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there, WB9CST. All right. Derek, if you're still there, I know you're connected, but I don't know if you wanted to say anything. So K4DTM, WB9CST, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right. Derek must have been a one. Whoa. Oh, okay. My all-star was freaking out for a minute. let's see. KK6EOL, Matthew. I think I got that right. I'm not good with names until I hear them a couple times. So if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT.
Yeah, just say 7-3. Thanks for taking the net. And this is KK6EOL. I'm clear.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you. Hope to hear you again next weekend. KQ4TOI, WB9CST, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
WB9CST, this is Kilo-4 Tango Oscar, India. Just want to say thanks for hosting the net. I appreciate you doing this. Just kind of scanning my repeaters, stumbled upon this net, so I'm glad I was able to check in. 7-3 to everyone. Have a great rest of your weekend. From Boston, Michigan, USA, this is Kilo-4 and one after India. Clear.
Yep, glad to have you, and hope to hear you again next weekend as well. Let's see. Victor Alpha 6, Tango Bravo Oscar. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Roger, VA6TVO is still here. I just came across this mess by accident, just stumbled over it. I'm wondering, I think you're here on a weekly basis. Any other background on this net that might be helpful? With that, I'll just say 7-3. It's good meeting you.
Yeah, this net's here every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC. There's a bunch of different ways to get in. Randy's got it connected through All-Star for now, so that way it makes it a little easier. But I do know you guys have IRLP on that system too, so yeah, hope to hear you again. It lasts about an hour, and each time I do it, I change the question up, so it can it's something completely different each time. So thanks for stopping in. KF0YLH. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. That was weird. I don't know what that... let me try again. KF0YLH. I'm not sure if that was you, but if it was, I got just a hi there, and then it, poof, disappeared. So if you want to try again, go ahead.
I just said 73KF.
All right, thank you for checking in, and have a good rest of your day. All right, so I'll do a single round of check-ins. Hopefully nothing disappears. Anyone anywhere before I close the net wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
KO6MJL.
This is KT8YVS.
Kilo Bravo 1, Golf Juliet Alpha.
3,600 feet up on the Continental Divide in Silverthorne, Colorado, 73.
Okay, hold on. Let me sort this out and work through it the way I can. Kilo 6, Mike Golf Juliet. I know I botched that wrong, so... Santa Cruz, who was the one on Santa Cruz? Give it to me again.
This is Kilo Oscar 6, Mike Juliet Lima, Jamie in Castroville, coming through to you on K6BJ.
All right, I got you. All right, let me work in the order I got. Ion, I got you. You're really noisy, though, by the way. KB1GJA, I got you. Who is the female who tried to check in on St. Louis? Give me your call again.
Yes, this is St. Louis, starting Prairie to be specific. Kilo, Foxtrot 0, India, Oscar Sierra. And appreciate you using a phonetic on your call sign. I've been trying to get it and I can't understand it. Thank you. Back to you, Net Control.
Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa. Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa is my call. The name's Richard in Paris, Texas. All right. I think I got everyone there, so let me go up and work this list, and we'll call it a wrap with what we have. So, Kilo Oscar 6, Mike Juliet Lima, good afternoon. How are things on the West Coast? And what is your favorite food to eat when you go camping is today's question, or was today's question. Go ahead.
Everything is good over here. We have Car Week right now, and there's a lot of traffic. But other than that, I prefer my pork and beans with chopped up hot dogs in it. KO6MJL.
Wow, that sounds interesting. And I have to try that sometime. Thank you for checking in, and hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's KF8GHT. I put a zero, but I corrected myself. Hi, Ion. You're pretty noisy, but I'll give it a try. How are you today? How's school been going? And what do you like to eat when you're on a camping trip? Go ahead.
I'm doing good, and number two, not in school. School's from September 30th, not September 30th, and what would I eat on a camping trip? I haven't done anything, but maybe, I don't know, campfire chicken, I don't know, I've never been to camping, so I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah, I know the dart repeater is kind of darting around. So, I know it has that intermittent static thing, but I got it that time. Thanks for checking in. I don't know if the next one was an in and out, but I'll call anyway. Kilo Bravo 1, okay, let's say that again. Kilo Bravo 1 Golf Juliet Alpha, WB9CSP. How are you? How was your day? And what kind of food do you like to eat when you camp? Go ahead.
Oh, I think I'll go with beans and hot dogs, like the other guy said. And what did I... I'm out here in California, up in Boulder Creek in the hills. And I'm just doing ham radio today. So the other thing I like when I'm camping is popcorn. This is KB1GJA, back to net.
Popcorn is nice, especially when you get it in that little tin thing, and then when you pop it, it, like, gets big, like you see in cartoons. I like that type of popcorn like that. It's easy because you don't end up burning a bag. But thank you for checking in. And last but not least on the list is Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Oscar Sierra. Hopefully you got my call this time. How are you doing this evening? How's the weather in St. Louis, and what do you like to eat when you go camping? Go ahead.
Hello, Richard. Hello, Matt. I love to make sloppy joes the first night, and then spaghetti with the leftovers the next night, and potatoes with hash browns for the breakfast. I've camped 2 weeks of tent camping out west to the Badlands, all the way across and down to the Great Sand Dunes in Colorado. We love Frisco, so hello there, Silverthorne. And I guess we're supposed to have 108 degrees here for through Wednesday. So I guess that's supposed to be typical August weather in the St. Louis area. But that humidity is, I think, worse, and I'm not sure I can look where Paris is, but
the humidity is nasty today.
That's
Net Control. Yeah, an easy way to think of Paris is to find Sherman, Texas, and go straight over to the right. So you just follow US 82 to the right of Sherman, and there you go. You end up in Paris. But thanks for checking in. Well, it's 16 minutes past, and I don't want things disappearing, so let's call it a wrap here, folks. That's 22 check-ins, and I'd like to thank all the new people who checked in today. With that, I'll close down. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time on all the connections that you're hearing me on. And if you want to find those connections, you can go to my website, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CSP.DE, Delta Echo. It's cheaper to use that domain. or look at my QRZ page. It's on there, too. So with that, thank you, everyone, for letting me use your systems and nodes. And I'll see you guys next week. And, to make my last announcement. If you want to join my memorial club for my dad that I'm trying to get set up, you can email me. It's free. Me and Linda talked about it. If you want the technical aspect of it, Linda, you get to explain that. So talk to Linda, K6GRL. Give me a minute to disconnect everything. WB9CFT. And Linda, I will meet you on 11 cats. K6DRL, WB9CFT.
Copy, K6DRL clear.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 73 degrees.